Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa, and I usually have a co-host named Liz, and she has just not called in just yet. But what I'm hoping is that we will hear from her very soon. I hope everyone's having a good day this morning. For me, I just finished a 21-day meditation challenge. I think I've mentioned this on the air a few times. And I just did a final task last night, finally. It took me like 2 days to do it. So, here's Liz.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And my name's Liz. Okay, anyway.
Hey, Liz. Good morning.
Hi, girl.
I was just telling people about me finishing up my 21-day meditation challenge.
Oh, you.
And the final task took a couple of days for me to do, and I guess when you get to it, you'll understand. But
I'm glad
I did it. It reminded me of how I get to be in that state of like, oh, it's not perfect. Oh, I messed up on this. Mm-hmm. And before I start over again. Oh my God. So, but very happy I did it, and a very positive experience all around. Even with the uncomfortable stuff that was asked during those prompts of the 21 days.
There's a few uncomfortable exercises. Yep.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. It's all for the growth of,
your
well-being.
Yes. Yeah. There's one exercise recently, and I know I'm like six days before you because you started the group. But
right.
There was one recently that you had to write a letter to somebody, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was very glad to do it, but leading up to that exercise, but you know, you understand like you're learning
mm-hmm.
through the discomfort, through the experience of it. So yes. Now I'm kind of hoping there's somebody in the there's people because it's one of those times where I'm like, I hope the show's so busy with calls and people in the queue that I don't have to talk about something going on because
well,
it's not
course.
Cute. Of course.
Of course. Because
of course.
You just said that.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had anybody with a hand raised.
Right.
I will say good morning to Raven, who is listening in the chat room. So
yay.
Hello to you. If you don't want to talk about that, you don't have to. We can.
No, it's not even. No, because then I'll tell you why. Because you'll just sense like, you know, like, yeah, I'm here, but is she really?
Okay.
All right. It's kind of a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least I was able to articulate my name, so that shows progress. number one, because it's that, you know, last where we left off, kids, a week and a half ago, parenting. The good news is that, and thanks to you and thanks to Anna, when I'm referring to the show that we did a week ago Tuesday. No, wait a minute. It will be, yeah, I guess it was a week ago. Yeah, I don't even, my whole sense of time. It wasn't that long ago. It was a recent show, but let's say a week ago. Where
mm-hmm.
I couldn't even speak. I was just in such a low place. Well, that's the good old days. This is so next level. The good news is that unlike a week ago, was it Tuesday? Yeah, a week ago today. Or maybe it was a week. Maybe it was a week and a half ago. I don't remember. But I'm sorry. I'm my whole brain is like a little sketchy mm-hmm. right now. But my apologies. But I think it was actually a week ago Thursday show. So a week and a half ago. And from that time, you guys were really helpful, Anna facilitated my crisis state beautifully. I took her advice, had a great approach with my 15-year-old son. And, of course, nothing disappears overnight. And the good news is that where at that point, I just didn't want to be here anymore. It was just too painful. This is so next level. The good news is I want to be here. Yay. And the not so good news is this is so next level. I think it's just time for me to be, to redirect, I don't know, just, I don't even know what to say. So let me explain, because I'm speaking very vaguely, and I apologize, but it's a lot to stay calm. But I, okay, so yesterday was Monday. Sunday night, my 15-year-old gets out of the shower. It's like 10:30, 10:45. And I'm like, you're not going out, are you? And looking at me right in the eye, no, absolutely not, or whatever. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I could, I'm like, yay, I can sleep without, like, you know, being a lunatic. I go to sleep. I wake up at like 7 o'clock. And on the tracker, which he has since dismantled, and now I don't give a damn about the tracker. I don't care anymore. He was gone from 1 in the morning to like 6:30 during a pandemic. And he went to Jersey.
What?
Do not go, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's adorable. And so everything that Anna said to me totally went out the window. I'm like, because when you yell at, when not yell, when you lie to me to my face, that's when the Colombian comes out. Now I was very calm, but don't lie to me in my to my face. Blatantly lie to me in my face, and risk yourself and this household. And my suspicion, just sort of putting two and two together, remembering snippets of phone calls that I would could hear that was with an earshot, putting things together. I think in that teenage lack of logic, that him and a friend, or maybe it was him by himself, wanted to meet up with some other kids over there, and just, it wasn't criminal, but it might as well be criminal just because of the risk, because a cop's not going to see, oh, their 15-year-old brains don't realize this is a stupid idea, and you look like the suspect that really did something, and you're black and you're wearing a hoodie. Okay, do them. So it doesn't
right.
matter whether it's criminal or not criminal. It's still the risk. It has nothing to do with criminal activity. It's putting yourself in that situation and being so caught up in your 15-year-old brain that you're not even thinking about anything but your 15-year-old brain.
Right.
So I felt like a fleet of trucks ran me over. So at like 7:03, because I saw the tracing. So, you know, that's what I do. I wake up every day. Are we safe? Are we alive? Who's home?
Mm.
I do that like a security guard every morning. And So at 7:03, I'm like, thank God, because he's passed out. And I gripped his shoulder. And I'm like, not only did you lie to me, but I can't even speak right now. Fortunately, the timing is such that it was already prearranged for his father to take him to visit relatives in Pennsylvania for like a day or two. So, thank God. I knew he was going to not be here for a day or two, and he was going to be safe because he was going to be with his father. And I just walked away. I have nothing. I said, be safe. Be safe. See you in a day or two. It's not anger. It's not hurt. I'm numb. And then I got a text referring to me as Big Brother because of the tracker. And these kids, they could hack it to the White House. They're so smart. So, of course, he dismantled it. I'm like, at the end of the day, he needs to be away from the cops and away from hospitals. Does a tracker really make a difference? I don't know. And I wish I felt better today, 24 hours later. I'm slightly better. But what I did, I think I answered my first business email at like 7:00 at night. I just couldn't even.
Right.
Thank God I dropped out of that course. There's no way. And I would have let down, you know, when they partner you up to do assignments and things like that. I can't even imagine. So I'm like, thank you, God, for eating the cost of that and getting out when I did from that obligation. And what I did in the middle of the afternoon, I, in kind of a zombie state, I packed up my little beach chair, I took the subway, and I went to the beach in Brooklyn.
All right.
I went to the beach. I went to the beach. And I just stared at the water. And everybody, and props to New York. I went to Brighton Beach. I walked from Coney Island because I like taking that walk. Then I walked to Brighton Beach. And people were social distancing. It was amazing. It wasn't crowded. It gave me life. And I need to go back whenever I can fit that in. And I just had to take time out. And when it's such chronic pain, I'm not one to reach out.
Right.
I mean, it's great to, I just can't even initiate calling. Because it's so difficult to speak. And what can anybody say? And also, too, I'm going to be very honest. It's embarrassing.
Well,
I hate to say that.
I understand how you feel. I think everybody who has kids, teenage kids at that, probably all have that feeling at some point. I know my mom did with stuff.
Lucy and I should freaking like have a fireside chat. I think I need to. You know what? I'm not even. I'm like half kitty, not kid. Like the next time I see her, I'm like, girl, how'd you get through it? Because I'm dying.
Right.
I need to sit and have a little fireside with her.
That would be pretty interesting. I wonder what she.
You know
said.
What? I would love it. Not even kidding. Not even. You know, I'll have to tell you. When I'm so close to my mother since my marriage fell apart. I've never been closer to her, and I've never gotten better parenting from her than the last 3 years. And instead of talking about like recipes and pleasantries and the weather, when you speak to somebody in their 80s and they had a miserable marriage and they had to raise kids by themselves, and then you find the parallel, it's amazing. It takes the level of conversation to such profound heights. I mean, that's conversations I love to have with women, particularly that have really lived through a totally different time.
Right.
But the journey is so parallel. The universal truths of human nature are changeless. Yeah. Next time I see your mother. Just saying.
Oh, I think it'll be really... I would to be a fly on the wall for that one.
No, you could be there. Be there for the kiki.
I don't know what she'd say. I wonder if she'd really let loose, or if she'd just be like, you know.
She might. Oh, listen, I'm a good prompter because my mother was the most button-up, conservative, perfect, example of like the 50s housewife and mother. Even though she was miserable, she was so perfect at that. I'm like the opposite. I'm the perfect example of like, if you really want to know what's going on, you might as well sit down because here it is. I'm very good at just like the raw truth. And it's interesting how that can prompt a conversation to hear somebody else's story, which I find way more interesting than my own. Trust me. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So it's talk about perspective, right? Because
yeah.
A week and a half ago, I couldn't even speak. Now I'm like, okay, I still feel like the fleet of trucks have run me over, but I have stuff to do. I'm just going to move very, very, very slowly. And whatever is professionally driven or responsibility driven, you know, but whether it's professional, responsible, what have you. And the rest, if I just stay balled up in a corner, it's a productive day. That's it. I mean, there's always so much for me to do anyway. It's like, it's fine. It forces me from going down the rabbit hole entirely.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Can't wait till that kid turns 18. Three more years. Three more years. And I know this is so universal. And the thing is, I always say it could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. I'm so grateful. It could be so much worse. But damn, there's no shortcut to feeling it and processing it.
Right. Right.
Nope. Yeah. So. I'm really extra crispy. They left me in the fryer like I'm burnt to a crisp. They can't even sell it to anybody. Oof. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. But I'm going to get remote acupuncture on Friday.
Ooh, that's good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God. Thank God. And you know, Spirit God source is so good. I got a phone call yesterday morning because, I'm not going to reach out. I'm not going to call anybody. And I thought about it. I'm like, oh, I should call Anna and tell. I'm like, no, I just didn't have. I tried. I couldn't. Just the phone felt like it was 20 pounds. I just said, okay, let me just write this out. This is like food poisoning. Let me just write it out. What can I do? But I did get a call from my dear friend Teresa, who is the acupuncturist who's going to be working with me remotely, and perfect timing. She called about something different, and I said, I'm so glad you called, because then I was able to share with, I thought it was like such perfect timing. But let's say that a client of hers that was also a client of mine for readings, somebody that she referred to me, I read her maybe not even a month ago. It's crazy. She looked great. We had a great session. She's now in hospice, and that's why she called me.
What?
Yep, this woman is now in hospice. I gave her a reading less than, well, they thought she had corona, but it was lung cancer.
Wow.
And that just spread. So I think she's going to be discharged from the hospital to do hospice in the home.
Oh, my gosh.
That was such
wow.
a blow, like, wow. So I'm like, oh, my God. And I don't think it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, what a beautiful boy. No, it's not.
Wow.
Oh, what a beautiful day. No, it's not. I have a wonderful feeling. Please don't. Everything. No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, girl.
Well, what's, well, not to kind of get on that same wavelength, but in a way, because of, you know, these are the times.
These are the times.
Within the last, I don't know, couple of weeks maybe. I've had high school friends of mine, you know, their mothers also passed.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so sad.
You know, yeah, one, she, and I knew her too. So they grew up in my neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
Her mother ended up having some type of really aggressive form of cancer as well. And so she had been
aggressive
in the hospital.
Goodness.
Yeah, she had been in the hospital for, you know, a couple of months, and you know, they just weren't sure how she was going to respond to the chemo. But then it was just, and it's such a rare form of cancer that they realized, you know, this is, she's not gonna get out of this. And so one of my friend has like two other sisters, so I knew both of them, but the one that's closer to us in age is a nurse. So she ended up, you know, taking her mom, you know, and doing that kind of, you know, having hospice care at their house with her family,
right.
You know, her husband and kids and all that.
Mm,
so,
my God.
But, you know, so that they just did a ceremony for her, this past weekend, but she passed away earlier this month.
Wow.
And she was, gosh, she's like 10 years younger than my mom. And then another high school friend. This is actually my friend whose mother passed is like her second mom also passed, but very unexpectedly though. This one was
Oh my God!
It was like, what was going on? So these are, you know,
it's the time.
Yeah. The thing with my friend's mom, because she knew it was,
yes she's well aware
she wrote, I'm sure she had a hand, either she wrote it, it sounds like her, or she had a, you know, she had a hand in writing her her obituary. And it was hilarious. I mean, it was just so her, extremely witty. And so I read that, and I thought, you know, that's a good send off. That's a good goodbye. And
right.
It reminded me of a friend of mine from high school, back when I was in college. We were in college. Her father passed away, but he passed away of I want to say it was like lymphoma, something like that. But he hadn't told anybody other than like his wife and maybe a few select people, but his daughters didn't know.
Wow.
That he had had this, and he had been in remission. He was trying to find a cure because he was a doctor. He was also, that was what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he planned his entire ceremony, and it was to this day, still the best ceremony I'd ever attended. And I was
amazing.
What, like 19, 20 years old when it happened. And, it really embodied who he was, like the person that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
He had such a lovely send off that, you know, I had people laughing, you know, at the ceremony. We're just, you know, we're all crying and laughing at the same time. And I love that that's a way for people to remember, like, people are going to be sad. And yet, you know, I think what most of us would want is for people to remember us, like the best parts of us as well. You know, yeah, you know, you're missing us. That's understandable. But then remember the best parts, because, you know, those were the times when people made those connections. Like, oh yeah, yeah. And like both of the people that I'm thinking of here, they had great senses of humor, and just always a laugh, and not like just like trying to get laughs, but just sincerely very funny, very witty. So to be able to do something like that, I think I'm sort of like filing that away. Like, yeah, you know, because it's going to happen when it happens. Like, what would I want people to remember, and would I have something kind of filed away that I'd already written that would still be relevant? So, it's definitely been happening a lot lately.
It's deep. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. My feeling about losing my parents. That's sort of been lingering forever. And it's been really weird, because I have not really, I don't call them. They don't call me. I don't call them.
That's like me and my mom too. It's weird. It's the same thing. It's identical. I'm terrified of losing her. And we don't call each other. I will call her like, you know, every week or so, and then I'll try to see her like every other week or whatever. I mean, it's semi consistent, but it's very parallel too.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to them. I've talked to them a couple of times, but I used to call my mom once a week. It was, in a sense, it was never like some people call every day. They talk every day, and I think that's lovely.
That's amazing.
I can't do it.
No, me neither.
It's lovely. I'm sure after day three, they're like, why are you calling us?
Stop talking to me.
Right. Let me live my life.
Right. Exactly. Leave me alone. Let me live my life.
Let me live my life.
That's funny.
So I think having that like kind of ease off a little bit over the years, when I am able to talk with them, I kind of feel like this, like, oh, I just want them to know how much I love them.
Yes.
And then now it's been trying to make plans so that they can see their granddaughter. But, you know, all that's still at a standstill, really, because they know I've made the offer that I will drive, pick them up, bring them back. They know all that. But they're just not, I have a feeling that if they decide to come, like, they'll figure out a way, they'll drive it themselves. My dad will do it. And then he'll be tired, but he'll do it. Whatever, you know, it isn't necessarily about me making things easier for them. That's what I'm offering. It really is about them being able to see the granddaughter and the rest of the family. They just, you know, they've seen very limited number of people, and I understand that. But yeah, it's been interesting to do these kinds of like the 21-day meditation challenge. One of them was to ask your mother, like, what about her dreams? And I know she had, what was a really important thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about keeping her family together.
Right.
Even though she left from the Philippines and, you know, she really wanted to bring everybody over, and especially her mother.
Wow.
That didn't happen. You know, she came over, but she didn't stay. And then she wanted to, then the second part of that challenge was, you know, what is a, is there a dream of yours that hasn't been realized yet?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's kind of the same thing. It's like to still have my family together. And, you know, now we're all sort of separated still. Like, you know, you guys are in Atlanta and we're here. And I'm like, okay. So I hadn't changed for her in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how important it is for her to feel like she's a part of her family.
Right.
And that made me think a lot more deeply about how she will perceive things being said, even if it's not really about her, how she'll take it personally.
Of course.
So I've had to really think about the next time I do have a conversation with her, or, you know, if we do, when we do get together, you know, to maybe not do some of the old things that we were used to doing, just sort of, just for fun, realizing, okay, well, she's been taking it this way for the longest time. She's been taking it personally. So what she needs is some type of reassurance that, yeah, she's still extremely valuable and relevant and loved. And,
right,
you know,
right,
she's part of this family. And you know, so that's like my next thing, you know, just to figure out ways to express that and to kind of break
yeah.
the pattern of like letting her be the butt of the joke, even though that usually wasn't the intention to begin
right.
with, but she just
right.
sort of wiggles her way in there and like, okay, then we'll let it be about you in this way, you know? So, anyway, yeah, it's been an interesting little thing. Let's see here. I've got some things in the chat room, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do have a Lil Fairy, because this popped up. So Raven puts some things in here, but Lil Fairy written something. Lil Fairy, so that she said she'd do the update. So here's
the
update.
Okay.
She says, hi, Liz and Alisa. I'd like to share that I'm accepting that I am not the same person that I was in the past.
Good.
And the way I relate to men is not the same.
Good.
I am parking my car at a different spot as it's closer to my workplace and have
Good.
Not seen parking lot guys since last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Since we both work in the same area, it seems, I'm leaving it to the universe if we have to cross paths again. Either way,
Good.
It was great to be noticed, and it's not every day that I feel such an attraction with someone. And then the final part is,
beautiful.
Any messages for me, please? So,
Lil Fairy.
Any messages?
The fact. Go ahead.
That's the last part. Was any messages for me?
The
please,
fact so. That she said. Can you repeat what she said? It was good to feel. What was about attraction? Could you just read that little part there?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull back up again. It was great to be noticed, and it's not every day that I feel such an attraction with someone.
Right. So So the message is every day, feel that attraction within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that this person was a facilitator, a supporter. It wasn't a random occurrence, and that's the spark. Now, if the spark isn't protected, the spark can be extinguished before it can fulfill its potential of expressing itself as a beautiful flame. So it's up to you to recognize, acknowledge, and protect that spark, because that's within your reawakening within yourself. And I don't know Little Fairy story. This is just what I'm getting, and with me, it's never about the story, it's about the energy. But with me is that this is like phase two of something that's been going on that maybe she's unconscious of, but that this is how she's been evolving. so to really cut ties with the past, where maybe the spark was set free before its time, and then it was just drowned out by the wind. So now you know to really protect that spark, because that's the spark of pure possibility and your potential as a deserving, worthy, beautiful, vital, multifaceted being and a sexual being. So there might be some I'm not talking about me. There might be some. there might be some slight resistance. So let's swap out the word sexual, and let's swap that out with sensual. So the message is to be aware, and it's really with the smaller things, of what expresses as a sensual experience. It could be really savoring that first sip of coffee, not just drowning, you know, not just downing it, or taking a deep breath on a beautiful summer day, or how a particular blouse or dress feels on your skin, or that body wash that you decided to pay a dollar more instead of getting like the generic brand, or whatever that is. But those gentle steps will feed that spark. That's the message.
That's
I don't
good.
Want to hear about like the guy's name is da 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 da, and he's going to take you out to, you know, Applebee's in 2 weeks. That's sorry, it's not going to happen that way. It will happen in the way of you cultivating a sensual experience with yourself, because there is a sexual reawakening in the wings. It's a lot, trust me. I mean, that's
nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yep.
So she said, just to follow up, she said, yes, it was such an eye-opener for me. I didn't expect a man with such great energy, good looking, and he had great vibes to see me. So
nice.
Good. I love the message. I love how she's really embracing this and realizing some of the things that maybe she hadn't before.
Right. And in that journey, okay, and now I am speaking from experience, very limited experience, but in that journey, in order to embrace it fully, and this happens with anything, any major shift, it's the reconciliation and the acknowledgement of what had served you as kind of this energetic fortress to kind of to block that. So part of that process too, and it's very self-effacing, it can be painful. There's like a grieving and a letting go process, is crossing that energetic threshold also, because you can't take the old stuff with you. You can have it behind you. I always say you have it behind you. You know where it is. It's making you who you are, but you can't take it with you. It has to be in the wake of you moving forward. So that's kind of like a price to pay too. It's not like, oh, I met somebody, yay. And then, girl, that could happen. And then you could be in a situation where those old boundaries or fortress of protection with the old energy, it can't exist. It's too dense. It can't exist in the lighter energy of a sexual connection. And then when those two worlds overlap, and that would be awkward, party of one, that's me, awkward, it's not a good look. And I had to really own that and let it go, because that crossover one world to the next, mm-hmm. it's very unclear to all parties involved, and it's a heavy energy. So I hope that's making sense too. So I don't like to mischaracterize things. It's like of it being so pristine and perfect and Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and hell no.
Right.
Quite right. The opposite, because you got to wake up, clean up, and move forward. The cleanup part is the part that all the metaphysical people like leave out. That's the part that I focus on. Like, oh, we got to clean this up quick. Yeah. I hope that
and
makes
she,
sense.
And she, yeah, she said, I hope that the next time I cross paths with him or someone with similar energy, I'm at a better place and can embrace it. She said that everything makes sense. And she said, I will continue to nurture myself.
Girl, then you're there. Then you're there. And I could take something so extreme as what I started the show with, like being hit by a fleet of Mack trucks. And it all came down to, and I was speaking to my older son, and he's like, well, this is just telling you, you have to live your life for you. And I'm like, good, because Friday night, I'm invited to a situation. I'll be back Saturday. Boom. That's it. So instead of me thinking, well, what am I going to tell the kids? And none of that, I'm like, no, that's it. That's it. I don't need a tracker. You know what? It's called a text message. I won't be far. Hopefully it will be uneventful. I will be unnoticed as I normally am by this crew. It won't make a difference. I said, yeah, I'm just going to need to disappear once in a while. So I'm going to disappear Friday. FYI, make sure you're home. Make sure you're home so that, you know, your little brother isn't coming home whatever time he comes home to an empty house. I'm just backing off from everything. Yes, go ahead.
And Raven had written earlier, in talking about that topic, she said a 15-year-old male is testing the water. He is still trying to figure out who he is and has friends who possibly influence him in doing things that are not necessarily appropriate. These will pass over time. He and his friends will mature at their own rate. It is difficult, but reinforced that there are consequences in his actions. He is responsible with his life after he steps out of your home. At 16, he can get a job. And she put responsibility.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, thank you, Raven, because you just reminded me. I hooked him up for a little moving job that he's going to do this coming Saturday. And what I did do with a friend of mine is moving apartments. And what I did was I put them together so that they could work it out amongst themselves. And I'm out of it. Yeah.
Good.
I'm out of it. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all on him now. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you. Go ahead, playa. I see his potential. I see his beauty. He, and the thing is, you haven't seen him in a while, so he is extremely tall. He's the same guy, but stretched. So he's mm-hmm. probably a good 6 inches taller than the last time you saw him.
Oh my gosh! I mean, I see pictures on your
Instagram.
So
yeah. So yeah. I have to like if I need to like look at him in the eye, I have to like climb on the kitchen chair, right? And he has a great sense of style, which he and I are very alike in so many ways. Great sense of style. I really see him that, like, when he's, like, 16, 17, 18, more maybe 17, 18, I could see him do runway shows, like, in Japan for, like, some crazy avant-garde designer.
Mm.
I really see that he has that potential. And he knows that, and we've talked about it. And I have people I could introduce him to, and I have introduced him in the past. But it's all up to him, because the access that I have or the knowledge that I have. A lot of parents, a lot of kids want to get into the entertainment industry, whether as a performer, behind the scenes, as a model. I know how to do that because I'm in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you just lost the keys to the kingdom. You're going to have to come to me. Like, and I had this great talk with him because he had this great outfit. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, you get your school right, and then we'll have a meeting with my friend Charlie, who owns an agency. Thank you. One of my good friends owns an agency. We tell him this is what's going on. Everything's clear with Corona, and we build toward you. You could really do high-end runway as a young man, and you could do it for probably many, many years and travel the world as you figure out what you want to do with your life, because you're so smart. You have such great potential. You're such a cool Okay, that was like a conversation I had with him maybe 36, 48 hours before he dipped out. Bitch. Okay. So that's a wrap for me. We will coexist. It's not that I'm not going to talk to him, but I don't even know how to call it. I'm going to live more for me, I'm not abandoning my children. That's impossible for me to do. But I don't know. I'm putting certain things on mute. There you go. There you go. It's not punitive. It's just muted. And then that space that is now freed up can be for my self-care.
Yeah.
Because this is insane. You know, everybody's making their sourdough, and I'm, like, losing my mind. So, No. We're not doing that.
Well.
Yep. There we go.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have kids. The closest I have is like watching my nieces and nephews. So, and I don't even really get to do that. Only the one niece now. So
she's so cute. Oh my God. She's so damn cute.
They
need to make like a line of toys that look just like her right now. So cute. Oh my God. This kid.
She is definitely developing her own little personality. She is now in the phase of finding her voice. So she does a lot of shrieking.
I love it.
A lot of shouting and yelling. Just, I have a voice. Let me shout. Let me shout at the dog so the dog will pay attention to me. Let me just make some noises.
That's
because
so cute.
All of you pay attention to me. And then you can't really tell. You have to figure out, is she just doing that? Or, now she's hungry. Like, now she's uncomfortable. Or now, like, it's kind of hard to tell when she's in that state.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she's a clever one. I'm just fascinated by her. Every day, like yesterday, I spent about, like, 12 hours with her. I had to come in early, early yesterday because my brother and sister-in-law had to go into the office, so they had to get there by a certain time. And
right.
So that meant, you know, I had like 4 hours of sleep or whatever.
Oh, girl. And then you got to be Mary Poppins. That's a lot.
Pretty much. So, you know, pretty much when she's napping, I'm napping too. I'm like, okay, you're good. You're
asleep.
Yeah,
you're like, yes.
I'm going to sleep too.
Go to sleep.
yeah. But she's, so I spent all day with her, and she's aware of the fact that the house is a lot quieter without her parents around. My brother, because they're both working from home for the most part, but when they are home, my brother is probably the loudest typist in the world. You know,
okay,
he's at
funny.
His desk because he's like, quack, 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 quack. So, we just kind of get used to that noise. And so when they're not there, she's very aware that She's aware that something's different, and so she keeps
right.
looking, like, either at the stairs or when we pass by the room that her mom is using as her office. She kind of wants to reach in and just see if her mom is there. I'm like, no, they're not here. They're not here.
Oh,
so, you know.
But she's so alert and so aware.
She's
like, her brain
very
is
alert.
Growing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she takes in so much. It's just been a very positive experience all the way around. I just wonder, you know, like if I were a mom, like I probably would just be like that overprotective, like smothering mother. Like, you know, Mike could be saying, "Let me live my life." I'm like, oh, okay. know.
Right. So, I know, you can't win. So, either they say, like, you smothered them, or you didn't pay enough attention. No matter what, you're in the wrong. No matter what. Because even the 21-year-old's like, well, when I was little, I'm like, yeah, and what happened? Yeah, thanks. Either way. Like, you can't even touch it. It's like, either way, they, you know, your report card is, you know, could use improvement, needs improvement. All right, thank you. Needs extra effort. Perhaps summer school would be an option to consider. Shut up. Maybe perhaps repeating the grade. Shut up. Would you consider a trade school? Maybe. Learning the trade.
Oh, my goodness. The trade of
parenting.
Most
thankless job, the most thankless, most gratifying, and the most thankless job ever, being a parent. All day.
I believe it.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
And so far, I've been able to just stick with this one kid, you know. Like, I was able to stay with Jaden and Lily for, you know, 8 years or so, 8 or 9 years.
Right.
10 years. So, but I wasn't there the way I am around Isabel. Like, to be around her 5 days out of the week for.
Oh, no, that's you know, family. You're like in the same
most
household
of the day.
Practically. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
How wonderful.
Yeah. So yesterday, and some people may have seen this if you follow me, I noticed everyone doing the, you know, first day of school pictures, which I always think is funny. So I thought I'd put one up of me and Isabel, first day of the week pick, you know?
Like, oh, how cute. I have to look for that.
It was in my stories. I don't think I have a post on it.
Oh, in the stories. Got it.
Yeah. It may still be up there. I don't know.
Yeah. And yesterday, I mean, I didn't look at that. I didn't even look at a damn thing yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just a work emails that I dealt with last night. I'm like, sorry, oops. You know, listen, emails, it's like I feel like you have like 24, 36 hours to respond. A text, you have 24 hours to respond. There's certain things, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, like it's called a grace period. I was like, couldn't talk to a damn human being yesterday.
Understandable. Well, could we just pick a general message for the day?
Why not? It's probably something I need to freaking know. all right, let me just pull. Oh, yeah, good way to end the show. All right, I'm ready. You pick it.
All right, let me play some music here.
Play some music, girl, because those hips don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Pick.
Okay. So, it's a two-digit number, very rare, 32.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Perfect. To take on someone else's cause is consent to engaging in energies not belonging to you. This could be a wonderful opportunity or draining. Perfect. Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect. I'll read it again. To take on someone else's cause is consent to engaging in energies not belonging to you. This could be a wonderful opportunity or draining. 32. Perfect. Yeah. That would be the state of being yesterday. Oh, and still a little bit today, but by tonight. And I have like a work Zoom thing at 1:30, like a really important event sponsored by Disney. I think Disney is feeling guilty. So they did this like outreach to professionals of color. And the thing is, it's like, you know, from the waist up, I'll have it together, you know, because it's a Zoom thing. And it's going to be me and, I don't know, quite a few other people that they reached out to, other creatives. I'm not expecting much of anything from this, but I'm going to show up. And I'm not being negative. I just feel this is like the guilt HR outreach that they were told to do. But it's, yeah. So the fact that, look, I'm happy that they I don't know how they found me, but I'm happy that they were like, oh, we want to invite you to this Zoom event about how our hiring practices. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, this is like the guilt call. Okay, fine. So at least I'm not, you know, holding too much stock, but I'm grateful because it's occupational therapy. I need to show up for this call, for the Zoom call.
Right.
So right there, I need to do what I need to do between now and 1:30 to slowly get myself together to show up, and then I could go back to, you know, the truck accident that took place yesterday. So it's fine. 32.
Well, the 32 makes up the 5 energy of change, but it starts off with that 3, which is about your basic energy and about communication and expression. And in making these choices to be part of something, to join the cause for somebody else, that's about as clear cut as you can get with, now you know you didn't start this, but you're choosing to put to align your energy with it. So
right.
You kind of deal with where that's going to take you. The 2 aspect of change, of the overall number of that 5, which is what the 32 adds up to, is saying, you know, remember that this becomes a partnership. So you're putting something into this.
Right.
And a lot of times we don't always keep our boundaries within the agreement or within the partnership, or we don't even think about boundaries. We're like, oh, I'll do everything. I'm in it with you. And sometimes we take up a lot more than we think we can. And that's just another reminder. That's why that last part is like, it could be a really wonderful experience or it could be really draining.
Hello.
So the 32 says, understand your energy, understand your boundaries, and see what kind of change you can affect in doing so. Because change, some people love change and some people really avoid it, but change happens all the time. And
all
either
the time.
We're along for the ride or we're, you know, kicking and screaming, and it's going to happen anyway. It just means that you put a lot more energy into it. So that's a great number to go with that message.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, either you're in or you're out. You know, either your energy is.
And you also have to be aware of what you're agreeing to.
What are you signing up for? What are you consenting to? What are you allowing to feel? What are you? Yeah, and it's like, you know, thank you, Raven, for your comment in the chat. It's like, you know, and it's interesting. I forgot about this, but I'm now remembering. So thank you that. During one of my weepier moments, because I wept a lot of yesterday, but it was different. It wasn't like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, yay. So I've evolved. Okay. Yay. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that rabbit hole. Yay. Although it's still a rabbit hole, but not as bad as that one. But I wept because I said, I got to let him go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's weird because I didn't feel that way with my eldest son until he left for college 3-4 years ago when he like moved out to go to college. I mean, he's been back now. He's 21. But it's different, you know, and any parent knows every child is different. So with the younger one, I'm like, I got to let him go. So if I let him go, then I'll survive. Excuse me, then I'll survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not going to be like this albatross around my neck. So,
right.
There you go. Yes. And on that happy, bright note, so See what happens on Thursday. Okay. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Look out for each other. Let things go if you need to all day. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. I love and appreciate you guys so much. Take care.
Love you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.